Once upon a time, in a colorful room filled with toys and laughter, lived a little girl named Ellie. Ellie was a young girl with a heart as big as her imagination. Her best friend was not a bunny, not a doll, but a soft, cuddly teddy bear she named Mr. Cuddles. Mr. Cuddles was no ordinary teddy. He was Ellie's partner in every adventure, her comforter in times of sadness, and her guardian at night. Though to everyone else, Mr. Cuddles seemed just a plush toy, Ellie knew he was special. One night, as the moon smiled gently through the window, Ellie couldn't sleep. Her room, a castle of dreams and magic, seemed to whisper of unfound adventures. Hugging Mr. Cuddles tight, Ellie whispered, "I wish we could go on a real adventure, just like in my storybooks." To her surprise, Mr. Cuddles blinked his button eyes and came to life. "Ellie," he said in a voice as soft as a lullaby, "hold on to me tight. Your wish is about to come true." With a leap of faith, Ellie hugged Mr. Cuddles, and together they were whisked away by a swirl of sparkling lights into a world beyond her imagination, a land where the skies shone with colors Ellie had never seen, and forests whispered secrets of old. Their first encounter was with a giggly river that sang melodies and changed its course at will. "We're lost," Ellie giggled, enchanted by the river's playfulness. "Don't worry," Mr. Cuddles assured her. "In this world, being lost is just the beginning of finding new paths." Their journey led them through fields of candy canes and mountains that whispered in the wind. Ellie was amazed as she met talking flowers that told jokes and clouds that rained sprinkles. But then they entered an eerily quiet part of the forest. "Why is it so silent here?" Ellie asked, clutching Mr. Cuddles a little tighter. "This is the forest of forgotten toys," Mr. Cuddles explained. "Toys that no longer have homes live here, waiting to be remembered and loved again." Ellie's heart swelled with empathy. "We should help them find homes." With determination, Ellie and Mr. Cuddles organized a grand parade, inviting everyone in the magical world to see the forgotten toys. The toys, once silent and sad, danced and laughed, their joy infectious. News of Ellie's kindness spread far and wide, even reaching the ears of the queen of the magical world. The queen, moved by Ellie's heart and bravery, granted Mr. Cuddles life not just in the magical world, but wherever Ellie was. As dawn's first light touched Ellie's room back in the real world, she and Mr. Cuddles found themselves snuggled in bed once more. Mr. Cuddles, once again a plush toy, seemed to smile a little wider. "Thank you, Mr. Cuddles, for the best adventure ever," Ellie whispered, her eyes heavy with sleep. With dreams filled with magic, Ellie drifted off to sleep, knowing in her heart that true adventures come not just from wishful thinking, but from the kindness we share with others. Thus, Ellie's ordinary room was always filled with extraordinary love and adventures, making every day a magical journey with her beloved Mr. Cuddles.